Mountains roll. A very important feature of mountains is indicated in the Quranic verse, the function of preventing shocks in the earth. We placed firmly embedded mounds on the earth, so it would not move under them. And geology today confirms this characteristic of mountains. Formerly, it was thought that mountains were merely protrusions rising above the surface of the earth. However, in the 20th century, scientists realized that this was not actually the case. Those parts known as the mountain route extended down as far as 10 to 15 times their own height. For example, Mount Everest, the summit of which stands approximately 9 kilometers above the surface of the earth, has a route deeper than 125 kilometers. Mountains emerge as a result of the movements and collisions of massive plates forming the Earth's crust. When two plates collide, the stronger one slides under the other. The one on the top bends and forms heights and mountains. The layer beneath proceeds under the ground and makes a deep extension downward. These extensions are the mountain routes. Thanks to the roots, mountains fix the Earth's crust. Therefore, they prevent any sliding over the magma layer or amongst the layers themselves, and also prevent major Earth tremors. With these features, mountains can be compared to nails holding strips of wood together. God tells us in the Quran, "Haven't we made the earth as a bed and the mountains its pegs?"
The fact that this function was revealed in the Quran at the time when it was unknown to anyone is another of this divine book's great miracles. Were it not for the fixing effect of the mountains, soil would not collect on the earth's surface. Water would not accumulate in the soil, and no plants could grow. In short, life on earth would be impossible. Through the mercy of God, however, the earth is capable of sustaining life.